Good Queen Bess said to Walter Raleigh, "Man, I know you're bored. There's a great big world just waiting out there. Go out and get it explored. So he got a ship, and he got a crew, and he sailed across the ocean blue. He went first off to New Amsterdam,
which is now New York.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. And then he sailed to Old Virginia. But I'm sure you knew that already, didn't you?
Well, that's enough of the introduction.
Now let's hear the story of the Ruction.
Liz the First, the Queen of Britain, came to court a fairly spitten. Phil, the King of Spain, had written about the joys of smokes and snuff. Lisbeth R was going loco. She'd OD'd on cups of cocoa brought by Drake from the Orinoco. Man, she'd had enough. She dreamed about tobacco all night long. She dreamed about that nicotine so strong. She said, "Call Sir Walter Raleigh." The message went straight to his valet, who ran and fetched him from the ballet to hear her regal stuff. Bess said, "Walt, my mood is black. Well, I've had potato and I've had taco, but I won't rest till I've had tobacco. Gotta smoke that stuff called shag."
Shag?
He said, "Madam Queen, by chimney, I'll sail to Rio via Rimini to get you smoking like a chimney. Liz, it's in the bag." He went away and came back with the booty. Her Majesty didn't make him pay no duty. Walter, he was no mean chiseler. He rolled the leaves up in the Rizzler, lit up and handed her the sizzler, saying, "Queen Anne, take a drag." Now, unbeknownst to Walter Raleigh, the stuff that he had bought, those leaves that he had just rolled up, weren't tobacco like he thought. Sure, he bought some weed in the Americanas from Captain Smith.
And Pocahontas?
Yes, child. But he sailed home via Venezuela, where he fell in with a Spanish sailor who scored Sir Walt with some native spice that sent him off to paradise. Señor de Gama, known as Vasco, had sold our hero some Tabasco. Tobacco, Tabasco, easily mixed. Now let's hear how Paul Walt's fortunes were very nearly mixed. Good Queen Bess said to Walter Raleigh, "Man, this reefer's like a hot tamale. You are headed for your finale. It's off to the tower you go." He said, "Liz, I just don't understand it. I bought that stuff from a Spanish bastard who grew it himself by the Rio Grande. It's A1 quality blow." She dropped the spliff into her bowl of stew, exclaiming, "It's toodle-loo to you." She began to savor. She cried, "It's delicious, find my favor. That cigarette has enhanced the flavor. My taste buds are aglow." Everyone was mad to try this new addition to the diet. That condiment shall cause a riot. Man, those cats went ape. The early burly went bright red. Essex almost lost his head. Lisbeth, I was nearly dead from shimmying on Walt's cape. She cried, "Don't let that goulash go to waste. Hush my mouth, I dig that funky taste. Well, melt my scepter." So Walt was saved from a quick beheading. Liz gave him a lot of gold instead. That is the story, believe it or not, about tobacco.